All right, if you would bow with me, we'll have a quick word of prayer, and then we'll begin. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you at this time, so thankful for another Lord's Day, another period of worship that we've been able to give to you. We pray that everything that's been done in accordance with your will at this time, as we gather as men of this congregation to make decisions about this congregation, we ask that you would give us the wisdom to do so in a manner that would be pleasing to you, that would be in accordance with your will, and would be most beneficial for this group here and for your kingdom. We ask all these things in your Son's name. Amen. All right, guys, so financial update. If you have any questions about that, let me know. I don't have too many things to get to today. The first thing on the agenda is Brother Carlos Sanguan. He's one of the preachers that we are helping Dick support in the Philippines. He has asked for a for his quarterly support that we give him a couple of weeks early. His wife has some medical conditions that's requiring some medication, and that's what he's wanting the money a few weeks early for. We would normally be giving him that at the beginning of August, so it's just a few weeks from here. And Dennis also had a couple of things to say about
Carlos, and he's got three boys, and two of his sons are active in preaching as well. He's a fine man. Dick's known him for a while. But I did not know about his wife. His wife's name is Victoria. She has stage 4 kidney cancer. So if y'all can think of Victoria to pray for her, that medication will give her some relief. So I will go ahead and send that to him today, so he can have this as soon as possible. Since we was going to talk about it, I would wait. Just two other things that I had real quick. I left a walker under the coat rack that's similar to Tommy's and Carol's. And if the brethren would like, I'd just like to donate it to the church for the use of anyone that needs it. If it's in the way, we can maybe put it back in the back room or something. Or if it's not needed, we could donate it maybe where Dick lives or something like that. So it's up to y'all. The other thing is, back when I signed up to close the building, I forgot about leaving early on Wednesday nights. There's three more Wednesdays this month. So if Last Man Out would lock up for me, I would appreciate it. I won't ask somebody to just take on the responsibility. There's usually somebody here to do it.
There's enough.
I joked earlier about us talking about stuff. our brother in the Philippines, who's asking for the advance, I'm totally okay with giving the advance, but why? I'm forgetting the situation with the payments and what agreements we've come to. I've forgotten all of that. What would there be anything wrong with just giving him maybe a little bit extra later on, as we normally do, and saying, here's a gift to you, brother, God bless? Because, I mean, it seems like things are a bit tight if he's asking for an advance on his regular money. So maybe just here.
I was kind of thinking the same, maybe just to go in, give him the advance, but then when it comes down to the thing, just send the thing, just the one that just had his one-time gift to help through that.
How much do we normally pay him?
It is.
I'd have to look it up. It's
ballpark.
About $500.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. $600.
Let's just do it. Yeah, so just send to him as an extra.
So then, all right. So go ahead and send that, and then in a couple of weeks I'll write you the extra, and I'll just just give me the number, because I normally write in one check for all those men that we send it to. So just let me know what that number is that it comes out to.
Are we going to decide on the number now?
Does anybody object to just having one extra, an extra payment as far as that? So if we send him, the 500, whatever, for the quarter, we'll send him another 500.
I could send them both today in one transfer.
Anybody object to that both today? That'll be fine as well. Yeah, one transfer is easy that way.
An extra 500 on top of whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Brother Carlos Sanguan. His wife is needing.
He's ordered an early payment.
He is. And what was brought up was sending him an additional, he hasn't asked for it, but sending him some additional funds to help pay for the medication and give him some relief from his current situation because of his wife's cancer.
Well, when I first started supporting those four men, I think it was 2012, something like that, anyway. And then I went to pay the border, and one advice I got that you ought to let them know that this is, we need to budget all this no matter what comes up, you know, like that. And you can't be asking for things all the time.
Right. And he hasn't asked for anything else.
I know. But that's something to keep in mind.
Right.
You know, and so, of course, we can afford it, I guess, to help him with that.
Sure.
And enough all that can be, and they're not covered. They don't have insurance and all that stuff in there.
Right.
I need to keep that in mind when that I let them all know that I gave out $100, well, I was going to give them $100, everybody, but Carlos and that they were getting outside support from, I think Carlos gets $400 a month outside support from some place in Alameda, I think in California. Yeah, either that or Esteban, but they both get additional support. And so you keep that in mind, you know,
right.
And all that. When these things like that come up, you see this.
Certainly.
So I had no problem with that. If they want to volunteer.
Yes, thanks.
Just want to make you aware that his son, Randy, has asked me for extra support for diabetes medication. And I told him basically what Dick said, that the money I had been giving him was for the, you know, his traveling expenses to preach. And then Joseph has also asked, we talked about him last time,
right,
asking for medication and stuff like that. Now, that's different from this. We're offering a one-time gift. Big difference.
Right.
They were asking for regular increases. Just wanted to let you know that, to be aware of that.
Any other questions or anything about that situation? Right, then the second thing on the agenda, Brother Harry Osborne, you know, we had scheduled him from a meeting last November and he had to cancel because of health issues, and so we have tentatively rescheduled him for next fall. But he takes a trip to the Philippines every fall, and that comes in the same time frame we normally have our meeting, that first week of November. So what we are needing to do, if we're going to have Harry, is to have it earlier in October. And Dad, what were the specifics of those dates?
It's actually September 30th to October 5th, I think. I thought it was first and sixth, but I just messed up. So it's, but anyway, that week, which is basically the first full week in October, I had asked around with Mont and some of the other congregations in the area, is there any conflicts? And no one has come up with any conflicts, so that would be something that would not conflict with anybody else's meeting. So it's just a matter of us deciding to move forward.
Does anybody have any objection to moving that meeting up a month to that first week of October instead of the first week of November?
All right.
Then we will do that and get Harry scheduled. And that completes us through the, I think, through the spring of 2025. We have a man for every meeting, for two meetings each year. And that is all that I have on the agenda today.
Yeah, just in passing, with Harry Osborne, as you know, that Carlos and his son have a radio program that they contract every year. And I don't know if Harry Osborne picked up that contract or his congregation did. But I'd let you know that he's helping support with the radio program on that Dixie Passing, you know, like, and so he got an interest in the Philippines.
Well, if nobody has anything further.
There's a couple things that, there's one that keeps, I can't remember what it is, I can't forget it, so I have to
help you.
The one that comes to mind is that because basically Yvonne Staley prefers not to pick up Dick anymore while he's in the wheelchair. And really, it's been a burden on her. And, of course, I'm willing to do it when needed, but it really is difficult for me to do it on Sundays, especially because of the, well, like this morning I had problems with the computer and I didn't quite get it figured out before I had to go get him. So anyway, if I would like to ask some of the men to get to where we can maybe have a little pool where we can take turns picking him up. It doesn't require much. You just, after he gets in the car, you take the wheelchair back in the building and park it, and you get the wheelchair out here. And he likes to run around on his own, so you don't have to push him very far. But anyway, just to kind of help me and Yvonne out. Yvonne's just not comfortable with, now that he's not able to use his walker, she's not comfortable picking him up anymore. And I know it's a little bit of a problem with regard to people who've got families and all that kind of stuff, but if we can kind of do it where there's, you know, maybe once a month, someone's willing to do it and set something up, I appreciate it helping somebody.
I can do it every business meeting Sunday. Because Donna writes home with Joanne.
They let you know 2.2 miles of the building to the front door.
It's not a big hassle. I mean, Nick's a problem, but he's not a big problem.
We've gone to list two. Is it the same place, Nick?
Yes.
You're back to your same
facility?
Okay. We can do a week two.
The other thing is Nick asked if it would be appropriate for him to bring up the fact that he's going to need some help with moving. Basically moving some boxes and a couple of little pieces of furniture from his duplex to his house on Skyline, which is near here. The duplex is in North Woodson Hills. And there are going to be a couple of things required. There are a couple of large shelving units that would need to be put into the garage. And then
four of them.
Sorry?
Four of them.
Four shelving units?
Four.
Okay, and then after that, the boxes put on the shelving units so that they'll be off the floor. But anyway, it needs to be done fairly quick now, right?
Right. Now, and I've come to the conclusion the best thing is for me to rent a trailer. I don't know how large that we can load these units on. There's stands here about 28 by 28, maybe 30, about 5 inches high, and they have shelves about three tiers anyway, and they're all metal, and run the trailer that keeps it, they can put that on, then also put other stuff here at the same time. If we get a large enough trailer, might be able to get them all on the second trip with everything.
How big are
the
shelves?
Pickups.
I've got access to a trailer, but it's only like a 4-foot by 8-foot trailer.
It's what?
Yeah, that would get 20. Well, the shelves aren't assembled.
They're not.
The louder, right?
Well, the frames are.
Oh, the frames are?
Can't read.
Metal frames.
How big are the shelves?
The shelves are about, I think it's about 28 or 30 inches, and there's three tiers. So the,
how
so
long
the
are
stands
they?
Here about five feet.
Oh, okay.
So
I can probably carry three of them.
Yeah, you get. I'm sure if you just stack them on their side, it'll probably fit on the trailer.
I be honest, I don't want to do any of that work myself, especially in the heat around here. So.
Well, I can do it. It's just
some of the young guys
can be out of town for a few days.
I'm more than happy to help
when I get back.
I'm at work until 6 every night, and so getting to places is hard, but if I'm not at work, I'm more than happy to help.
I can't hear what you're saying.
Next Saturday might be.
He can't hear me.
Yeah.
Oh, he can hear you.
Is next Saturday soon enough?
Well, you're still working Saturday, though, aren't you?
I get off at 5 on Saturday.
Well, we can maybe. I mean, he's got a truck.
I got a truck.
We can get the trailer if we need the trailer. And we, yeah,
we'll
let you know if we need that trailer. Would next Saturday be okay?
Now, somebody mentioned on Sunday after lunch and time enough is you meet at the 7:30 Bible study they have on Sundays. Now Saturday, tied down there to there, They have one meal. Well, I got two meals. Breakfast on Sundays, coffee and cornflakes, but I mean, but you only have brunch. You only have one meal. And if I miss that, I don't eat anything the rest of the day. And that gets up, get through that about 1. That'd be on Saturday or Sunday.
So next Saturday afternoon, after 1. Would that be good?
Yes.
Okay, we'll plan it. We'll.
But now, what are you saying about a trailer that you have?
He's got a trailer that we can borrow and use. But we'll,
what size is it?
It's small.
It's my grandmother's trailer. We'll figure out what we need and make sure it's there. We might have to rent a U-Haul.
Right, I'll rent a trailer.
Yeah.
A big one, so you not just use for the fan, but for
anything
too.
We'll make sure it gets taken care of, but we'll plan next Saturday afternoon after 1, and we'll let you know more specifics.
She got it.
I don't want to be there.
Does that make it better?
Okay.
So much better.